Congregation, I invite you to please rise, turn and face the entrance to the sanctuary. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Sovereign God, we thank you for these branches of palm. By your blessing, may they be for us signs of the victory of your Son. May we who carry them in his name ever hail him as our Messiah and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 11th chapter. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.' They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, 'What are you doing untying the colt?' They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.' Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple, and when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12." The Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Merciful God, as we enter this holy week and gather at your house of prayer, turn our hearts again to Jerusalem, to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that united with Christ and all the faithful, we may one day enter in triumph the city not made with hands, the new Jerusalem, eternal in the heavens, where with you and the Holy Spirit, Christ lives in glory forever. Amen. Let us proceed in peace.
In the name of Christ, amen.
Thank you.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
The immeasurable grace of Christ Jesus, the rich mercy of God, and the unity of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Sovereign God, you have established your rule in the human heart through the servanthood of Jesus Christ. By your Spirit, keep us in the joyful procession of those with their tongues confess Jesus as Lord, and with their lives praise him as Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
It's actually time for the children's message. We're going a little out of order. But as we get ready, any other kids who want to join us, you can come on up. And while we wait for our other friends, you can take your palm branch and in praise of God, you can wave them really fast, but then we'll have to put them back down. So see, if you can wave them as fast as possible, wave them as fast as possible. Do we have any other friends who want to come up? Really, really fast. Welcome up all the rest of our friends. Okay, now, can you stop really quickly? Can you stop? Okay, now put them in your lap, and your challenge for the next 3 minutes is to not touch the palm. Can you try it? They're laughing because they don't think you can do it. I think you can do it. Yeah, uh-huh. So put the palm on the floor, and then don't touch it. Okay, so when we wave our palms, we say this special word. Can you see what this sign says? No, it's too far away. It says, Hosanna. Say it with me on the count of three. One, two, three. Hosanna. Hosanna is a word that we use to praise God. And in the original Hebrew language, it means save, save us now. So we say this word to praise God that Jesus saves us. Do you have any idea what Jesus saves us from? Any idea? Yeah. Our sins, yeah?
And Jesus died.
He did die, and what did his death do? It saved us from, can you guess? He did die, but then we'll find... Okay, we're getting really ahead of ourselves. Today is Palm Sunday. And then Jesus is going to do something really special. He is going to die, but he's also going to rise again. And that saves us from our own death, too. We always have new life in Jesus. So Jesus can save us from our own... Okay, people still die, but we don't have to worry because there's new life after that death. Okay, so Jesus saves us from our sins and from death. So we say this word, Hosanna, to praise God for doing that amazing stuff. I have a question, though. Before we pray, you guys are going to help me build the prayer that we say. What do you think you also need help with this week? How do you think Jesus could help save you this week? What do you need help with? Maybe listening to your parents. What else do we need help with that we should pray about? Any ideas? Yeah. That we can listen, that we can be kind. What else do we want to ask for help with this week? Yes. Uh-huh. He saved us. What? You need help with math, sure. So help us in school, help us be a good friend, help us be a neighbor. Jesus saves us, even today. So let's take our hands and let's pray about how Jesus saves. Remember, that's what the word Hosanna means. Okay, take your hands out wide, and when I say let us pray, smack them together and repeat after me. Here we go. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus, to save us, to help us, be a good friend, listen, and with our homework. In the name of Jesus, take your hands out wide and say, Amen. All right, you can go back to your seats or follow Miss Kathy downstairs for Sunday school.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you all from God our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This most holy week that we enter today is at the heart of our faith, beginning with Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, a moment of joy we just celebrated with singing and waving of palms. We hope you will take your palm home with you and allow it to be a reminder to be prayerfully present as we who are Jesus' beloved journey with him this Holy Week. We next gather for worship on Maundy Thursday, then Good Friday, then First Light of Easter on Holy Saturday, and then Easter Sunday. On those days, we will be mindful of our Lord and we will worship him as he celebrates his Last Supper with his disciples, as he gives his life for us on the cross, and as he rises from the dead, our sure and certain reason for hope and joy. But what happened in Jesus' life? What did he say and what did he do between Palm Sunday and Maundy Thursday? Once again this year, instead of having a traditional sermon, we will turn our attention to scripture readings that describe events on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of Holy Week. They will show the escalating conflict between Jesus and the elite religious authorities, and they will also show our Lord's abiding love. You may wish to follow along in your worship folder or in your Bibles. Each section of the readings will begin with a brief introduction and will be followed by music. And you may remain seated throughout the entire meditation, including the music. So let's go to the readings. On Sunday of Holy Week, Jesus entered Jerusalem to shouts of acclamation. According to John, Jesus stayed in Bethany that night, perhaps with his friends Martha and Mary and Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. Then on Monday, he went back to Jerusalem and into the temple and was distressed and angered by what he found there. On Tuesday, he was questioned by one of the scribes, and we hear his profound commitment to love of God and love of neighbor.
A reading from Mark, the 11th chapter. Then they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling and those who were buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He was teaching and saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" And when the chief priests and the scribes heard it, they kept looking for a way to kill him, for they were afraid of him, because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. And when evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city . And continuing in the 12th chapter, one of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that Jesus answered them well, the scribe asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.' The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him, there is no other. And to love him with all your heart and with the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one neighbor as oneself. This is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question.
Thank you.
continuing with the events on Tuesday of Holy Week, as recorded in Luke, we listen as our Lord renounced the injustice of the scribes, and then as he praised the devotion of a poor widow.
A reading from Luke, the 20th chapter. In the hearing of all the people, Jesus said to the disciples, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogue and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearances say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And from the 21st chapter of Luke, Jesus looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she has had to live on."
Finally, we hear events from Wednesday of Holy Week, as described in Matthew, the plot to kill Jesus and the betrayal by one of those closest to him. Between those events, Jesus received an act of tenderness and devotion.
A reading from Matthew, the 26th chapter. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and they conspired to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said, "Not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people." And a reading from Matthew, the 26th chapter. Now while Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when the disciples saw it, they were angry and said, "Why this waste? For this ointment could have been sold for a large sum and the money given to the poor." But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. By pouring this ointment on my body, she has prepared me for burial. Truly I tell you, wherever this good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." And a reading from Matthew, the 26th chapter. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I betray Jesus to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he began to look for an opportunity to betray him.
What we have heard this morning are some of the significant events in Jesus' life between Palm Sunday and Maundy Thursday. Since many more events and much of our Lord's teaching were not covered in what we read today, we listed the full readings in the Did You Know section of your worship folder, and we commend them to your devotional reading in the coming days. A very blessed Holy Week to you all. We invite you to return on Maundy Thursday and Good Friday and Easter to worship our Savior, who out of his wondrous sacrificial love died and rose for us and for our salvation. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
For our grace.
prayers.
And now, led by the Spirit, let us turn to God in prayer for the church, for the world, and for all those who are in need. Guide your church this Holy Week as we follow in the servant way of Jesus. Protect those who face hostility or oppression for their faith. Humble those who would use faith to dominate others and reinforce their own power. God, in your mercy. Make your creation a living witness to Christ's passion and resurrection. In waving palms, shouting stones, fragrant vineyards, murmuring wheat, and revealing fire, make us attentive to your holy presence in the world, that we may care for the earth you love. God, in your mercy. Let your face shine upon the leaders of nations, and let the same mind be in them as was in Christ Jesus, so that those with the most power may humble themselves to serve the most vulnerable. God, in your mercy. Sustain the weary with a word. Grant perseverance to political prisoners and to any who are exploited, unjustly accused, or wrongly convicted. Abide with all who are in jails, detention centers, or prisons. Console all who experience times of trial or are in need of comfort and compassion, especially today. We remember Stephen, Skylar, Tony, Keith, Mike, Roxy, Jane, Mike, David, and Kelly. God, in your mercy. Give strength to those who will lead and support worship during Holy Week, pastors and musicians, altar guilds and communion servers, sound and live stream engineers, volunteers and church staff. Instill in them awe and joy that their service may reflect the love of Jesus. God, in your mercy. We give thanks to you for our beloved who have gone before us, trusting that as the cross of Jesus led to the empty tomb, so you welcome those who have died into paradise of your presence. We pray for those who mourn this day, especially the family and friends of Naomi Seeger and Shirley Anderson. God, in your mercy. Receive the prayers of your people and draw all things together in your love, in the name of Jesus, who leads us from death to life. Amen. I invite you to stand. Now let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And now, dear people of God, receive the blessing. God, our tender parent, God, the crucified one, God, the reconciling spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
now go in peace, serve in love.